As many as 1 million people live with Parkinson's disease in the U.S., a movement disorder that can make daily life challenging. And there is no known cure, but experts say that regular exercise can help reduce symptoms. As Connecticut Public Radio's Ryan Karen King reports, some Connecticut residents are taking their fight for a better life to a local boxing gym in New London.
Mark Guido's got his eyes fixed on a punching bag. Jab after jab, he doesn't break focus. He's at Wailing City Athletic Club, and he's got the place to himself this morning because a winter storm kept other boxers off the roads. Guido says he couldn't afford to skip.
If I don't work out every day, I can tell by the end of the day that I'm having problems. My dexterity is gone. I'm fatigued. Coordination is off.
Guido had been easing into an early retirement a few years ago, but his plans were cut short by a Parkinson's disease diagnosis, and things he normally took for granted started to get hard.
I was at a point in my low where I couldn't pull my pants up without difficulty, put a shirt on, buttons.
Since then, he's experimented with medication and improved his diet. He also started boxing, and he says it's made a huge difference.
I'm back to where people don't realize I do have Parkinson's.
Guido is part of a program called Championship Rounds. Three times a week, when the weather is a bit better, the gym fills up with other members fighting movement disorders. They start with mobility drills and balance exercises. When the boxing begins, everyone gets involved. Spouses and family members help the boxers strap into their gloves. Then they turn up the music. Sometimes it's Irish.
Guys, make it a little faster with those mitts now. Make them really quick.
The coaches won't punch back, but they work the boxers hard.
They can improve. They can develop new neural pathways.
That's Kent Ward, the gym's owner.
They can get stronger, they can get fit, they can develop lean muscle tissue, they can develop bone density, and they come in to just improve their lives.
Ward's been a fixture in the New London boxing scene for decades. When he started Championship Rounds a few years ago, he didn't want to treat people with movement disorders any differently.
Whatever you did to train a fighter, you take into this. The mental part of the fight game, the physical part of the fight game, and you modify it for this. Because it's the same concept. It's the same concept. They're both in the same arena.
Many of the coaches are volunteers, some from a retired men's boxing group, and a few are professional fighters like Marcia Agrippino. The boxers with Parkinson's she was working with inspired her to come out of retirement.
Seeing the stuff they go through on a day-to-day basis, I'm like, if they can, you know, get through a day with the struggles that they have, there's no reason why I can't compete and honor them and wear their logo every time I go to the ring, you know.
Boxing programs for people with Parkinson's have gained traction across the country with Rocksteady, an international program with hundreds of affiliates. But the nearest one in Connecticut is an hour away from this part of the state. Championship Rounds is close, and it's geared towards people with all types of movement disorders. Michael Levetri, a retired school principal, only boxes with his right arm. The left side of his body was paralyzed by a stroke.
I feel strong. The funny thing is, I feel strong, but I just don't have a connection from my brain to the muscles. And I kid around saying I need a new SIM card for my brain.
Levetri says that the camaraderie of this program keeps him and other members coming back. Here, it feels like family.
Well, I'll tell you what. My heroes are you guys. Forget these guys.
That's Coach Dean Festa, sitting down with Levetri after class. He points to the posters of pro boxers that line the wall behind them.
That's easy. No one has to do this. You could go sit home and watch TV all day. But to come here and fail, right, and then still continue, but eventually you succeed, and that's the whole idea. You know, this, to me, this is life-changing for me as well as you guys.
I sure appreciate it.
The two embrace, and Festa helps Levetri to his feet. Once he's up, Levetri insists on walking the rest of the way himself over to the punching bags. Today, he wants to do a few extra rounds. Ryan Karen King, Connecticut Public Radio.